Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. The Albany Symphony is back on tour with five full-day free festivals culminating in the Albany Symphony concerts to commemorate the Erie Canal Bicentennial, which James Bradley was just telling us about in the Martin Van Buren story. So this morning, we hear about this incredible version, which has been going on for a long time, for Maestro David Allen Miller of the Albany Symphony Orchestra, who will tell us about this incredible festival, Water Music New York, More Voices Festival, which is running from Wednesday, July 2nd through Sunday, July 6th, and we get a preview this morning and welcome David Allen Miller back to the Roundtable.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Joe? It's so nice to see you. Last time I saw you, I think, was in Schuylerville, so I'm coming back to see you on the 6th.
The Hudson Crossing Park, you were honored for your great work and for doing this project and others with the canal and with the river, and I had the great honor of hosting. What?
Well, that's all beside the point.
No, I know.
Let's get to the important subject.
Oh, well, I just
no, you're very sweet.
You got a lovely award.
It was sweet. What a wonderful place, Hudson Crossing Park, and that's where we're going to be on our final leg of this 5-day festival. So we're excited to be returning.
All right, we'll get to the promo. I wanted to pump you up a little
bit
there.
You were sweet.
All right, I know you don't want that.
I just have so much information to share with our incredible listeners.
Okay.
I don't want to overdo it.
So, step one, this is a project that's been going on for a long time, because you look at the beginning of the canal, you look at the end of, the beginning of the project, and then the end of the project, and you have commemorated both now.
Exactly. And there's really no end to the project.
Yes.
Because we're actually going to go on and do some more programming in 2026, next summer. And it's all thanks to our friends at the Canal Corporation, New York State, and the Power Authority, who are our partners on this project. But back in 2017, that's right, we took the orchestra down the canal from Albany to Buffalo, embedding composers in seven communities, who then created collaborative works with arts groups from those communities. And each night of the July 4th weekend, we would play a different world premiere in a different sort of mini festival that created this bigger 7-day festival. And so now we're actually kind of turning it around and starting way out west in Medina on the 2nd, then going to Utica, which is actually just about an hour and a half from here, the culinary capital of North America, on the 3rd, then making a little backtrack to Seneca Falls on the 4th, and then ending up in Fort Plain about an hour from here, very close to Little Falls and Amsterdam, and finally in your neighborhood in Schuylerville up on the Champlain Canal. And each day is like a whole multi-arts festival, some of them starting first thing in the morning with nature walks and bird walks and things like that, and yoga, but all of them packed with programming from about 1 p.m. to the end of the evening, 9:30, 10 o'clock. And at 8 p.m. each evening, the Albany Symphony is taking the stage, playing a world premiere designed for that specific community about some aspect of canal history. But during the day, we have all sorts of other programming, and it's all free, and we'd love everybody to come on out. It's going to be super fun.
So, environmental justice, immigrant communities, women's rights, indigenous stories, Black experience, each place will have a different theme, if you will.
Exactly. Last time it was a little more freestyle. This time, in discussion with Canal Corporation, we really wanted to showcase voices that have not been in the traditional narrative, marginalized voices, the voices of women, the voices of immigrant, the voices of immigrants, the voices of people of color, environment, indigenous Americans. So in each town, we're doing a different focus. So Fort Plain, for example, on Saturday the 5th, it's all about the Mohawk history of Fort Plain, which is largely not visible anymore, but it was once a center of Mohawk culture and a big center of the Haudenosaunee Federation, the Iroquois Federation. So this wonderful Iroquois composer, Don Avery, has written a piece about the Mohawk history of Fort Plain, and we'll have smoke dancers, and we'll have storytellers, and all sorts of Native practitioners, dancers and singers, and then all coming together in the evening in this big performance at 8 o'clock.
One of the things it's just so amazing is that each of these will feature something that you have commissioned specifically for this. And I just can't think of another orchestra would be able to do that or would do that.
Well, and that's the thing that makes it so unique and so beautiful and so connected to the community. So two that I particularly love that are kind of, you know, not too far from Albany in the Capital Region, so our Capital Region friends can come to those. I hope you'll also tell your friends and family in Buffalo and Rochester about Medina and Seneca Falls. I don't want to leave them out. But in Utica, for example, this wonderful composer, Christian Quiñones, who happens to be Puerto Rican born, studies doing a doctorate at Princeton, he was very interested, and so was I, in the food culture of Utica as a result of the incredible refugee and immigrant culture there. And so he ended up spending weeks cooking in kitchens with different immigrants and refugees, a Dominican grandmother, an incredible Bosnian baker, Karen chefs from Burma. And he has woven a piece out of their kind of immigration food narratives. So they'll actually be speaking the lines between the orchestral composition. So that's one beautiful one. Another one is the final one in Schuylerville, where Daniel Bernard Romain, son of Haitian immigrants, was very captivated by the story of Solomon Northup, whose memoir, 12 Years a Slave, was made into that famous movie about his being captured. He was a free black man in New York State. He was captured into slavery for 12 years. And this is called Nightmares and Dreams of Solomon Northup. And I have to be sure to give a pitch, because in that one, Daniel, who is a violinist as well as a composer, really wanted to have a violin parade or a sort of violin ghost chorus. And so we've invited anybody who's ever played the violin or wanted to play the violin or hasn't played the violin to come join us. And Daniel will be giving two little 40-minute classes, essentially, sessions during the day of the 6th on Sunday, on the grounds of Hudson Crossing Park. So everyone will be able to play a violin. We have 50 violins donated for the day from our friends at John Keel. So if you don't have a violin, we'll get you one. And he'll teach you this little thing. And in the middle of this piece, for 5 minutes, the audience members who have violins stand up and play this very ghostly, beautiful thing inside our piece. So it's your chance to perform with the Albany Symphony. If you've ever played the violin, if you have a violin, if you don't have a violin, if you're violin curious, it's a great community happening. So Joe, I hope to see you there, and Kelly too, in the audience playing those violins.
I started taking violin lessons when I was 4 years old.
Oh, so you're a pro.
Been playing for no.
There it is.
No, but I've been playing for, you know, decades, and I have my violin, and I don't know if I'll do this or not.
Well, and the reason the piece has all this violin stuff is that Solomon Northup actually was a very accomplished fiddler and survived in slavery largely because he was very valuable to the plantation owner in Louisiana, and who lent him out to play parties and things. So
you were telling me about this. I just thought it was a brilliant idea and such a magical moment of getting people involved in the process.
Calling all violinists and wannabe violinists.
Very, very cool. You brought us to Utica. You brought us to Schuylerville. Now bring us to Fort Plain.
Fort Plain is, as I mentioned, this incredible Mohawk celebration. That's where we're doing the Mohawk history. And it's all these different indigenous practitioners, and actually a whole children's group is going to learn this water song that is going to be performed inside the body of the piece. So again, there's always a community participatory aspect. In Seneca Falls, we've got a high school chorus that's going to be singing with Tanner Porter. In Medina, Clarissa Saad has captured different sounds of nature that people have crowdsourced and sent to her, and testimonials about Medina. So in every town, there's a real celebration. And as you heard at the beginning of this little segment, at the beginning of each concert, and our concerts start at 8 o'clock. Prior to that, from 6 to 8, we have a stage with all sorts of great performers doing that from 6 to 7:30. 8 o'clock, the symphony comes on. We play selections from Handel's Water Music, because this is Water Music New York, more voices. Then we play that day's world premiere about the theme of the day. And then we end up with a bunch of pop songs and Stars and Stripes. And in certain places, actually including Schuylerville, we have drone shows or fireworks. So it's going to be a lot of fun each night.
I know you well enough to think that this probably doesn't bother you, but my goodness, it seems like 5 world premieres seems like a lot.
I thought you were going to say insects. No, I'm really in favor of insects, you know, being out there in nature 5
no,
days
that's fine.
In July.
That's, yeah, we're used to that in New York.
5 world premieres, well, they're all beautiful and they're all really bespoke. They're all made to the place, and they're all made to the so that we can assemble them pretty well on a couple of days of rehearsal. So to me, that's not insurmountable. It's actually the thing I love to do most, and I think musicians love to do that too, and taking this journey 5 days and playing 5 world premieres as well as the beautiful Handel and other pieces is just a thrill for us.
The last time, were there people that went with you for every stop?
Oh, yeah, and not just my family. Let me just say that
the
also.
The groupies.
Yeah, I had some board members who came and some other people who came. And actually, Paul Tonko, our dear friend, came to, I think, 4 of the 7, even ones way outside of his district because he's such a music lover.
Such a trooper.
He's so sweet, yeah. So we're hoping the governor will come. I know she's expecting a grandchild, but if the governor comes, the deal is when she was the lieutenant governor at our very last stop in 2017, she conducted the Star Spangled Banner and did a beautiful job. So we hope she'll come back, and we'd love to have any great figures from the state government join us. It's going to be a huge celebration.
It is Water Music New York, More Voices Festival. It is running from Wednesday, July 2nd through Sunday, July 6th. Absolutely beautiful, David. You're the best.
Tons of information on our website, albanysymphony.com.
Albanysymphony.com is where you go for information. Albanysymphony.com regarding More Voices New York Water Music Festival, July 2nd through the 6th. David, you're the best. Thank you very much.
Joe,
have
you're
a
the
beautiful
best.
Time.
You too. Thanks.